Good afternoon. My blog for today is called SAHD. S-A-H-D. And what does that stand for? It stands for Stay at Home Dad. I had to laugh just now when I came across this stay at home dad who is fast growing into a trend about town as far as I'm concerned. So many men out there belittle themselves when they're in the same position. However, this one has taken the bull by the horns and run with it. When he and permanent roommate, hereafter known as PR, had their first child, the idea of sending the wee thing to be looked after by professionals far exceeded their budget. Therefore, he opted to quit his own job and stay at home to carry out the task himself. I can tell you now that the children are probably far better off anyway, given some of the horror stories I have come across in my time as a parent, grandparent, and now great-grandparent. And as I learned more of this young person filling a huge need in his family, I really got to like him, and for all that he has grown to be. All I can say to PR is hold on to him, because you indeed have a special one of a kind who shares your room with you in your home. He makes me laugh, and it's a wonderful feeling because not many things make me laugh except my own funny things I write about. My PR has truck driver humour, which sometimes only he understands, and I find myself asking him, "What are you talking about?" before I can get the joke. My children think their mother is too old to appreciate a good laugh anymore, therefore I get nothing from them. My grandies are too busy with their phones to notice I'm around, so I think from now on I just might visit this young man and see what he has come up with for the day to help me stretch those endorphins a little further. Laughing's good for you. Not sure if you knew that or not. I even looked it up to make sure I was telling the truth. And in quotes, laughter decreases stress hormones and increases immune cells and infection-fighting antibodies, thus improving your resistance to disease. Laughter triggers the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals. Endorphins promote an overall sense of well-being and can even temporarily relieve pain. So you see, there are experts out there who will confirm my story. I have known about that for years though anyway, whether you want to believe me or not. I just know that it is such an important part of us because I know that it cures cancer. One of my friends was diagnosed with breast cancer and she went to the video store on the way home and got out as many funny videos as she could, and she and her PR spent the next 3 months watching everything hilarious that she could lay her hands on. They literally laughed the cancer away, an old self-healing remedy, and it works. Our stay-at-home dad writes notes to himself. At first he was encouraged by his PR because she thought he might forget what she needed him to do today. After a while he realised that his own darling was enjoying his notes so much, he loved the sound of her laughter. He kept up with it and now has his own website as well as other social media sites. All I can say is, what a lot of fun he must be to have around when life happens to them. Look, thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.